So what I've been thinking about lately has to do with orchestras and conductors. So, and I've been pulled into the world of orchestras because of a project that I'm currently working on. The conductor orchestra concept serves as a very strong metaphor for a particular brand story that I'm trying to portray. So, in order to extract as much from that concept, I've had to dive into the world of orchestras like a little bit further. And from the longest time, my exposure to the world of orchestras has always made me wonder what this man in the middle of the orchestra is doing, constantly waving his hands and always jubilating, like it looks to me more like a cheerleader of some sort. But I know that sounds a little disrespectful to describe a conductor like that. But at least from a surface level, the conductor has got the least of my attention whenever I've had to see or experience anything that looks like an orchestra. So he has always made me think, what is the role of this person? Why are they there? Is it just for show, right? Is it just for drama? Or there's actually a fundamental role that the person is performing? Yeah, so that's what I'm thinking about lately. Well, the reason why I think or it looks more like a spectacle to me is because an average instrumentalist in an orchestra is a master at their craft. So they are very good at what they are doing. And then, in fact, my observation has been many times I've seen middle-aged men or even almost like older men and women who have probably been playing this instrument for like many years. So by every indication, these people know what they are doing. And aside from that, they are not even playing from their head, right? They are playing from a manuscript. There is more or less like a musical roadmap right in front of them that is detailed enough to give them instruction on what to play at every single part or at every single point during the performance. So the question is, if all of that is available, considering those two factors now, like why do you still need someone else to do anything? And if it's not for the sake of spectacle or just for show. So that's what I've been thinking about it in that manner. Of course, I mean, for the sake of this project and for satisfying my own curiosity, I'm dived a little deeper into the world of conductors and just to find out what exactly their role is. And the interesting thing is that I found out how cool or how important their role is. What they're doing is definitely goes beyond just a show or spectacle or just waving, batting around. What they do is very, very fundamental because they have a big picture of what the musical piece is supposed to be, right? And then they bring that together, they make that happen by guiding everyone else to their best performance. So, as much as everyone who is playing on the orchestra is an excellent player on an individual level, the conductor is the person who helps all of these excellent players come together to create a cohesive masterpiece. Yeah, so that's what I've actually come to find out about the role of a conductor, which in many ways, reminded me about the importance of leadership. Like everything I've come to understand about what a conductor does right now is it has a very strong connection with what it means to be a great leader. And one of the ways this works is that there is a ton of work that goes behind the scenes, like before the orchestra comes to perform this piece. There's so much work that has been done. The conductor has taken his time to understand and internalize the music. And it's also interesting to note that different conductors could read the same musical piece and they play differently. Like, they can play the same orchestra, but the outcome, the musical piece, comes out slightly differently because their interpretation and their understanding or their vision of the music itself is unique to them. So that's when I realized that, in fact, the conductor is actually the one playing the music. Individual players or instrumentalists are only playing their own parts of the music. But without the conductor, there would be no coercion in creating that singular piece that is now enjoyed or consumed by the audience. So here are some ideas I'm able to extract from the world of orchestra to make sense of like what it means to be a great leader. Because in one sense, one simple idea that the role of a conductor communicates is leadership. So the first thing is vision. Every great leader starts with a vision, and just like conductor, they don't have to read the music, right? Like I said earlier, they breathe life into the notes on the page. So while the job of a player is to perform what is in front of them, what they are seeing for the most part is their own part to play. But the conductor is seeing the, you know, entire big picture and how everything connects to each other. And when this part of the music needs to be emphasized over this part, and how the dynamic of all of these different players and groups of people come together. So definitely the first thing is vision, because it is the vision that helps to guide what everybody is meant to do before it comes together as one single piece. Otherwise, without vision, the conductor himself might leave everybody as confused, and there is going to be less cohesion. And then at the end of the day, you would not enjoy the music as much as you can, because different parts are going to be playing sometimes maybe in tangents to each other instead of playing together as a team. So vision is definitely one of the first things, and this is very much represented by the concept that a conductor takes this musical piece. Sometimes it could be a piece of music that has been written by, let's say, Beethoven, for instance, and they interpret it their own way, they see it their own way, and then they play it through the orchestra just as they have seen it. That is one. Then another thing I've actually picked from this is that vision would not work without discipline. Discipline, in fact, is the backbone of strategy. And as good as each player is on their own, right? No matter how good any player is, the important thing is that they're not just playing as they wish or as they like, but they have got to play their part in sync with everybody else, you know, and following the conductor's lead. So the conductor sets the tempo. He's more or less like a leader, you know, establishing the values, but not just doing that, but he's walking the talk. He's not do as I say, but he's do as I do. And that helps to build the trust between the followers and the leaders. So just like in an orchestra, the players trust the conductor and the vision of the conductor to make the best of what they are doing or what they are contributing to the entire piece of music here. So, and that's where discipline comes in. So aside from vision and discipline, another very important concept here is teamwork and collaboration. So when you think about it, there are different instruments and different players. And in fact, there are different sections in an orchestra. You have the percussion, strings, you have the woodwind, etc. They are all unique in their own rights, but together they come together and create something that no singular section could have made happen on their own, right? And that's the power of like teamwork and collaboration. And this is also very, very similar to the idea of a director on a movie set. So on a movie set, you've got actors, camera folks, sound engineers, makeup artists, like an entire army of people. They are all super talented, but they've got different roles. And the director's job is to make sure that they all work together seamlessly, just like an orchestra with a conductor. And that's the beauty of collaboration. A leader's job isn't to play the instrument. It's to ensure that every part is being heard and they are all playing nice together. This leads me to the concept of delegation as well. A conductor doesn't play the instrument, and they don't stand over the shoulder of a violinist, for instance, and fretting about the notes and how well they are played. They delegate, trusting each musician's expertise. They trust the expertise of each player on the orchestra by stepping back and letting others step up. And that's huge, because it's not about getting the job done. It's about raising other leaders. It's like giving the note of confidence that I trust you. I trust you to handle this because I believe in your talent and your growth. And if you think about it, right, the concept of delegation as a currency of trust, you know, also leans into the idea of guidance and inspiration, which is the heart and soul of all of this we call leadership. Because a leader, the difference between a leader, for instance, and a manager is that a leader inspires people to an ideal or to a future or to a big picture. You know, they help other people see what they see and inspire them to come along for the ride. And like a manager whose job is to get people to do what they need to do, you know, and his own success is dependent on how well everything he has asked everybody to do has been done. But in this case, a conductor in many ways also offers like guidance and inspiration, right? So it's just like the conductor might guide the orchestra through a crescendo or pause. You know, leaders guide their team through highs and lows of any project. They're the ones who say, I see you, I appreciate your passion, I've got your back. They are not just building products or a company, they are building people. And you know what? When it all comes together, it's magic. It's the moment at a concert when you're at the edge of your seat, holding your breath, because you're not just hearing the music, you're feeling it. That's the kind of experience, the kind of leadership that transforms you. It's not about following someone because you have to. It's about following them because they inspire you to be part of something bigger than yourself. Coming back to my earlier question, can an orchestra play without a conductor? Sure. Just like a team might muddle through without a leader. But with a conductor or with a leader who brings all these elements together, that's when you transcend the ordinary. That's when you also create something that resonates, not just in a concert hall, but in the hearts and minds of everyone it touches. So next time you see a conductor on stage, remember, they're not just waving a stick. They are leading a group of individuals towards a common goal, creating something unforgettable. And who knows, the baton isn't looking too different from a torch passed from one leader to another, igniting a path for others to follow. Thank you so much for listening till the end. As I gear up for the next season of my podcast, I invite you to be part of it. If you know a visionary leader who would make a compelling guest, please send your recommendations my way. If you've also enjoyed this episode, kindly write a review and give me a 5-star on iTunes so others can find it. Until next time, take care and speak soon.